A new name has surfaced in the Kealoha investigation, Allison Lee Wong. If that name is unfamiliar to you, you're not alone because apparently no such person exists. Federal investigators say it's an alias that was used for years by Catherine Kealoha to commit crimes while she was an active member of the city prosecutor's office. The name appears on several documents that have surfaced in the ongoing investigation, as Civil Beat reporter Nick Gruby tells us in today's Reality Check. Good morning, Nick.
Hi, how are you?
All right. This is kind of a fascinating new addition to the story, which it really does seem to be unfolding on a daily basis, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, this all goes back to a 42-page indictment, which had a lot of different allegations in it about a lot of alleged wrongdoing. And one of the allegations was that Catherine Kealoha had used an alias, Allison Lee Wong, to pull off some of the alleged thefts, including one involving taking $150,000 from two minors who had just lost their father in a tragic medical accident.
Mm-hmm. But it also extended to the point where she signed documents as apparently purporting to be a notary and notarizing documents, even writing a kind of recommendation to herself, yeah?
Well, that's right. So what we found is that Allison Lee Wong comes up in other contexts outside of the indictment. The first time I actually had written her name came about a year ago, or a little over a year ago, when Gerard Puana, the man who Catherine Kealoha and her husband, former police chief Louis Kealoha, had accused of stealing their mailbox, filed a lawsuit against them and said that they used Allison Lee Wong to sign a fake trust document, a fake and fraudulent trust document that was part of this reverse mortgage scheme in which it's sort of complicated, so stick with me for a second.
Yeah.
A reverse mortgage scheme that was part of another alleged theft of money from Gerard Puana and his mother.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the notary on that was Allison Lee Wong, according to that lawsuit, but there's no record of that notary existing. In fact, Catherine Kealoha's own attorney, Kevin Sumita, had asked the Attorney General's office for any sort of record of Allison Lee Wong, and they told him that they didn't have one. In addition, Allison Lee Wong appears to have written testimony in support of Catherine Kealoha and her nomination to become the director of the Hawaii Office of Environmental Quality Control. It was a bit odd stumbling across that the other day, especially.
Yeah. I have known Catherine for over 9 years, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, from this fictitious person. Let me ask you something that kind of comes out of this story, Nick. If the allegations against Mrs. Kealoha continue to be, are proven to be true, what happens to cases that she has prosecuted as a city prosecutor? Wouldn't defense attorneys for past convictions be seeking to throw those cases out based on, her now potentially being convicted of some felonies here?
Right. I mean, this is a question that's been raised since the beginning of all of this, is how far does the alleged taint go on other cases that Catherine Kealoha has handled? And not just Catherine Kealoha. Remember, there were at least five other police officers who were part of an elite covert surveillance unit that have been charged in this case, one of whom has already pleaded guilty. So, yeah, it raises a lot of questions. And there are defense attorneys out there, defense lawyers out there who are sort of going through some of those old cases right now to see if there's anything that should be challenged.
A potential feeding frenzy for the defense bar, I would think. Thanks very much for talking with us, Nick. This is a fascinating story of which there's more to be learned, isn't there?
I believe so. I think that there's a lot more to come. Thank you for having me.
You bet, Nick. Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Nick Gruby.